Weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into this morning's guest interview segment, and Sourdough Nest joining me in studio today. That's Stockton and Viola Jones, and here to tell us all about what they're doing with Sourdough Nest. Viola, I think we got to start with you. First, tell us your background. You're, of course, a longtime Star Valley resident. Tell us who your family is.
Yes. So my mom is Kim Mortensen and my dad is Gary Mortensen, and we live on a farm just outside of Afton. And my story kind of started with me having gluten issues, and I was having a really hard time eating anything gluten, and so I decided to try to start sourdough and make it myself, because the sourdough bread in the stores are just not good at all. And in order to start that, I started my own starter. And so it was just flour and water, and I fed it, and usually do your normal routine for what you do with starters. You feed it, and then you can usually use it for 2 weeks after you feed it. The first few did not work, but the next, I think it was the third starter that I used, it actually worked, and I was able to make bread out of it. The first bread loaf that I made was as hard as a rock. It was not good.
But it obviously has gotten much better since then. So this came out of something for your own personal needs, and since then has grown into a business. So before you opened up Sourdough Nest, you were making sourdough and just selling it in different retailers across the valley, right? So how did you go from, hey, my bread's available at the market, the outdoor market and a few stores, to I'm going to open up my own restaurant with it?
It kind of fell into our laps, but I started in the house, and so I started selling it on Facebook, and every week I got more and more customers that wanted to try the bread, and more and customers that wanted to go to the house and pick it up. And then Shumway's asked me to give them their bread, and they started selling usually 40 loaves a week, and then it upped the quantity of it throughout the summertime, and then now it's pretty slow, but Shumway's has helped me a lot, so I got Shumway's to do it and then some other customers, and it was just hard for them to, I felt like it was hard for them to come to the house, and so I would like a storefront kind of place so then they could just go and buy what they wanted.
Well, and the other part we kind of ran into was, it was just the logistics of it all, is using home ovens and the amount of limited space that we had in the kitchen, that Viola was just running into needing more kitchen space. And so that ended up being, it was a lot of it was logistics. And like she said, we were starting to get a lot of people who were having to come out to the house. And it was just one of those things that we got a lot of farm equipment, a lot of things people get hurt on, stuff like that. Kind of needed to migrate more into a professional setting. And so it was one of those things that we were, like she said, it kind of fell into our laps, where we were, I ended up just watering flowers down Main Street for my day job, and I'd noticed the for rent sign in the restaurant that we're in now, and reached out, and it was one of those things that we were able to come up to an agreement pretty quickly. And it was one of those things that, again, just having the kitchen was what we were looking for, and then the seated area ended up kind of being a bonus, which that kind of actually shifted our business model from just doing, you know, take and bake and bakery items where you're getting them from the store and taking them out and about, to kind of doing a little bit of a cafe style restaurant of sorts.
So you're located downtown in what was the Fathom building, right under the arch, downtown Afton. Sourdough Nest was born. So you told us about some of your menu items, Viola. You do so much more than sourdough loaves now. Tell us about some of the other things you do.
Yes, so I do the sourdough loaves, obviously, but I also do focaccia, which is like a super soft bread. And I put pecans on the top and pecan filling. And then I do lemon bars and also cookies. I do sourdough discard cookies. And so with this discard, that's, I make brownies and cookies and We also make soups as well.
And I will say cinnamon rolls are incredible. Yes. the biscuits and gravy. I'm a big fan of the biscuits and gravy. And so you have a really great menu. And Stockton, you were mentioning also how you moved in this restaurant and it kind of opened things up with some seating and things. Tell us what you've done on the inside of what this building was.
Well, so Fathom, obviously Fathom's business model and our business model were very different. They were more of the fried foods and stuff like that. So we were just incorporating more of the bakery type equipment. So needing to rerun power and just the drainage and just getting everything set up logistically for Viola's needs. And so we, when the Cozy Cow ended up going out of business, we were fortunate enough that the timing lined up where we were able to buy a lot of their equipment. Their Ox's display cases, we ended up incorporating into the restaurant along with some ovens and different stuff like that. And so it was just kind of doing a full-blown remodel. So we did a facelift on the inside. We've got a little bit of our signage going on the outside, but it's a lot cleaner than it used to be, I would say, was our biggest takeaway.
Absolutely. So also, you have launched a website, right? Stockton, tell us more about that, kind of being the tech guy, right? So you launched this website, and people can actually order online, right, ahead of time.
Yep, absolutely. So everything that we offer, both a specialty item, special order, for our general menu, is available. So if you go to sourdoughnest.com, there's an option where you can click on menu or online ordering. Either of those will bring you up to the website. You can actually order up to 5 days in advance. So if it's a kind of a smaller quantity order, just like, you know what, I'm getting a dozen cinnamon rolls for the office, you would use the online side of things. If you're looking to do more of like a party planning or a bigger special order, because we are a bakery at the end of the day, and so we are able to do non-sourdough stuff if you so chose, or if there's something on our menu that you'd like for a party or event, we could work out logistics that way. But everything that we have on a daily basis, or our specialty items, I do my best to keep the menu updated. And actually, SVI helps us with our marketing, doing the photos and stuff like that to make sure the pictures of all of our items are current. But you're able to place the order and tell us when you're actually wanting to pick it up, so that way we can guarantee you have cinnamon rolls, because they go fast.
Yeah.
And so we do make things fresh throughout the day. So sometimes if we're out first thing in the morning, a couple hours in the day, we'll have another batch out. But the best way to guarantee, especially if you're looking to get more than just one of your grab and goes, if you place that order online, especially a full day in advance, we can guarantee that we've got it set aside for you.
Stockton and Viola Jones in studio this morning with Sourdough Nest in downtown Afton. Speaking of specialty items, Viola, understand you are doing a little Thanksgiving option for rolls, correct? Tell us what this is.
Yes, so we are doing pre-orders for Thanksgiving rolls. You can either have them take and bake, and you can bake it the day of Thanksgiving, or you can have me bake it, and then you can eat it as you enjoy it. So either way, but those are, we would prefer you do it online, and so we know when you want to pick it up, and it's already paid for.
Perfect. So sourdoughnest.com, and your menu is going to be expanding as well. Tell us what you have coming up that I'm pretty excited about.
Yes. So we will have a lunch menu, and the lunch menu will be sandwiches on my famous sourdough bread as well. We'll have jalapeno cheddar bread and everything bagel and traditional that you can choose for the sandwiches.
And as soups as well?
Yes,
correct,
and
right?
Soups.
So,
yep.
So a great lunch menu,
yes,
is in the works. And this will begin, what is it, Thanksgiving weekend? Is that,
yes,
when that will start?
Thanksgiving weekend is when it will start. And then we'll have soups every day and sandwiches every day.
Excellent. So. Stockton, tell us your hours.
So as of right now, and you know, as things evolve, these may change. But as of right now, we're closed Sundays and Mondays. Viola does need a day for prep. Tuesdays and Fridays, we're 7 to 7. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays were 7 to 4. So those Tuesdays and Fridays, we try to stay open late for those who need to pick up their bread or their baked goods after work. That's kind of what that accommodation's there for. As the lunch menu goes into effect, we may end up being open a little bit later, but as of right now, that's kind of where we're sitting.
Perfect. So located under the arch in Afton in the former Fathom building, also online at sourdoughnest.com. Anything we missed about Sourdough Nest you want to mention?
You know, the only thing I just want to highlight on is our breakfast is active now. And so, like you said, we've got our biscuits and gravy. We do offer a breakfast burrito, and then we do have a loaded biscuit bowl. So it's our biscuits and gravy with the fillings of a breakfast burrito on top, And then, of course, the cinnamon rolls. Everything that we're doing right now, we've got it set up as a grab and go. So all the containers, they, by assumption, we assume that you're going to grab and go. We do have seats if you want to sit down and dine in with us. You're more than welcome. But those who are trying to hurry and get to work and want a quick breakfast, everything we have is designed where within 5 minutes of ordering, it's ready to go in a plate that can be reheated.
Excellent. Viola, anything else we missed from you?
No, I just enjoy this community, and thank you so much for the support. We hope to support you guys in making all of your baked goods, and if you have parties, then come to us, and we'll be more than happy to bake what you need.
Love it. That's Stockton Jones, Viola Jones in studio, Sourdough Nest. It's our guest interview segment this morning on the SVI Radio Network.